Oh, I feel like I'm back in the Laugh Factory. Happy fucking happy hour. It's my buddy Sully McCullough is here.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
This is fantastic.
It does feel good. It feels right.
It does feel right.
Yeah.
Feels,
the
is
wine
it,
is good.
Is it wrong if it feels so right? I don't think
I
so.
I like that.
I was so excited when I heard you were doing this because we've already done off air 5 minutes of Jamie Masada, owner of the Laugh Factory material, back
yes,
from
we
our
have
days.
To, buddy.
Sweetie,
come on, we have to.
Sweetie, buddy.
Yes. Because, yeah, you hold on, man. Look.
Look,
you're going to do some great things. Everyone love it, man. Your jokes are hilarious, man. You could have done hours and hours in 20 minutes.
Is that how we bonded? Where we're just like, what is with this fucking freak? Why does he call
yes.
every man sweetie and buddy?
Yes. Yes. Every man, woman, it
woman,
doesn't matter.
Child, right. Yes.
Animal.
Sweetie. Sweetie, buddy.
Look,
sweetie, buddy. Listen, dog.
Listen. Listen, dog, man. You're going to be good, man.
Wow.
Anyway, you've done good. You've done good, man.
I've
look
done
at
good.
You. Since
things
we were
are,
hanging,
yes.
hanging at the back of the Laugh
that
Factory.
Was a good time. You know, what's yeah. funny is like that was such a like we bonded then, and yeah. and then you know I see you doing all these amazing things.
You too.
It's all good. It's good
okay.
to be here.
Well, I have to admit to you that I am the kind of racist that did not see "Don't Be a Menace to South Central"
what?
While drinking your juice.
Okay.
In the hood.
See, now this is taking.
I
a
am
turn
so sorry. I don't speak jive, and I did not.
That is a hood classic. I'll have you know.
It is.
I just watched it though, and it is fucking hilarious. So, and everybody now comes up to you and goes, "Do crazy legs."
Right, right. Right. It's you know, the funny thing is, first of all, people are surprised I can actually walk for real because I played a dude
that's
in a wheelchair.
Just how that's how method yeah. you are, motherfucker.
Well, I'm a real actor.
You're a method yeah. motherfucker.
I study my shit.
You know what? He had Kathy Bates. I don't know if you know this, Vanessa. Take a sledgehammer to his legs to get in.
Well, that was
that
my
role.
Prep. That was my prep work.
That's right.
I was like, I really wow, have yeah. to be in a wheelchair.
You're Mr. Man.
Yeah, it's wow. funny. Like we did that movie a good little while ago, but right. through the power of Netflix,
yes.
it is still yeah. trending all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I said, around here, people right. may or may not know it, but
right.
if we go over to the hood.
Right.
I'm Leonardo DiCaprio. All right? People are giving me free socks.
South Central doesn't like nobody can? Is that what
oh,
you're trying
yeah.
to tell me?
That's what I'm trying
when
to say.
When you show
yeah.
up.
I'm trying to say.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I do speak jive, as it turns out.
I'm coolio with it.
Getting jiggy with it. All right.
So,
yeah.
Tell
yeah.
us what, so for people that haven't seen it, because they're big racists.
Oh, well, don't be
they're racist
okay,
like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, because they're racist. Yeah.
Right.
I don't think Ben Carson's seen it.
Oh.
So you played Crazy Legs, who was in a wheelchair.
Okay, yeah. I played Crazy Legs in right. the Wayans Brothers classic, Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. And
right.
you have to say the whole title.
Right, right.
Or it doesn't count.
Or you're fucking lame.
Or yeah,
you're fucking
right.
David Duke.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's racist if you don't say the
racist
whole title.
Motherfuckers.
So I did that movie with the Wayans. It was a hood classic. What
yes.
we did at the time was we wanted to make fun of all the hood movies at the time. They don't
right.
really make hood
right.
movies right now. They really don't.
They don't
they
make hood movies
make
like they used to. They don't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Get Out is probably the closest
yes,
to a hood movie.
Yeah,
right.
I think a lot of people are putting those two together.
Yeah,
so,
they
yeah.
are. They are. Yeah. It's in the hood genre. So we made that movie. Our goal was to make fun of that genre of films. It's really stood the test of time because we put a lot of jokes in there.
Right.
I had fun with my character. I mean, he was the best dancer in the hood, even though he was in a wheelchair. He had the dream.
Right.
The hammer
here,
dream.
Just do it. Because
okay. All right. Let's just do it.
Right,
yeah, why am I talking about? Yeah, I got a dream. That's Crazy Legs. All right.
Okay,
I don't do that.
Dream, okay. But the dream. That
wow. I got applause
you,
on that. Nice.
Okay. You got fake can radio applause.
No, but that felt but, real.
It's all right.
That felt
it's all
real.
Dog. I got nothing but love.
Wow. I'm dog now.
But so your dream is you are dancing
with
MC
Hammer. I'm the best dancer in the hood, even though I'm in a wheelchair. And my dream was to basically be MC Hammer.
Right.
And so I did get my dream.
Right. And so they lowered
and,
you down
yes.
on like strings.
And I,
with
and
your
I
legs.
Danced in the Joffrey Ballet as Crazy Legs in the wheelchair. I mean, it's. When you really break it down, it even sounds good just me translating
right,
it that way.
Right. Offensive, sure. But still.
Yes
fantastic.
And no. Yes and no. I would say no. Here's me arguing why it's not offensive.
Please.
This is going to get weird. Not offensive because I've had situations where people in wheelchairs have come up to me and
right.
they are super inspired by that character.
Okay.
So there
because he
you
has
go.
A dream.
Because he has a dream And right. I think it's one of the rare times where I took the idea where,
right.
you know, this dude is, yes, in a wheelchair, but what if he thinks he's not?
Right.
And so that like, I really right. empowered the
and
guy.
And let's
that
be
way.
Honest, the dancers in MC Hammer videos were not that fucking great. So you could have been the best dancer.
That's really pretty
right?
true.
Yeah.
That's really pretty true.
How could you tell in those big goddamn pants what he was doing with his legs? It's not like fucking, it's not like the fucking Joffrey. Like, sure, whatever. Okay, he seems like he's.
Well, I'll tell you a little funny thing about the movie. Like the legs,
right.
They were controlled. They were radio controlled off camera, and they could move up and down and side to side. And we had this older German guy that was controlling the remote control legs, right?
Right, right.
And I actually had to sidebar with him because he didn't control the legs right. Like, we would do scenes where he would just make the leg pop up, you know, like just
for no reason.
For no reason. And I was like, yo, dude, no, 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 no. Crazy Legs needs, he's the best dancer in the hood.
Right.
So his legs have to be in rhythm. So I had to teach him rhythm off camera on the radio controlled legs. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How adorable is he? Oh, my God. I want to eat him. I want to eat him with a melon baller. Yeah, it's so funny. You know, it's like back through the, let's just say the Chardonnay fog in many years.
Yes.
Really. But I do remember that we bonded in the back of the Laugh Factory. Mm-hmm. We had a thing, right?
Yeah, we did have a thing.
We had a, you know.
We had a little thing.
Little Oreo situation.
Yeah, we did.
Something,
we did.
Something.
We had a, yeah. I was going to say we had a Make America Delicious Again.
Yeah. 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 Danger, danger when you taste brown sugar. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
'Cause you're always like this. He's just always been so, like, sweet and charming. And
wow, you're really making me feel good.
Oh, I brought you snacks.
You did.
Like
and,
a good
and
woman.
And, like dainty snacks.
Even though I love that you say that you have, like, the same body you did in, like, eighth grade.
I really think I do.
You clearly don't really eat like her. You're just,
yeah,
I
nibble.
Uh-huh.
I coolly nibble.
Yeah.
Right. And can you do that?
Women say things to you like you're cute, but they might break you in half.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yes, I get that a lot. You know what I learned? I learned don't really say your actual weight, because chances are there are women in the audience that weigh a lot more than
a lot more.
Oh. And then they get offended. They're like, well, I can't really take him home because he'll be my toothpick.
Because my pants are too big for him. That's going to fuck with my self-esteem forever.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I brought him home. But why do I feel bad now? Yeah.
So
we're learning a lot about ourselves right
let's
now.
Let's talk about. Okay. So most of you were right around Tonight Show when Leno
I was
still there.
Yes, I was. Yeah. And that was actually.
Silly.
Here's the thing.
I understand these jokes that are from the hood. But I understand that Kevin's going to get it. But I don't
It was really like that was a really interesting time to be there. I was there the year that they were phasing Jay out to bring Conan in.
Oh,
so the most turbulent time you could be there. Our former president, President Obama, remember him?
Yes.
Oh. Remember the good one? Remember
Come back.
Yeah. I'm not trying to bring you down right now, everyone. But he had secured the nomination.
Right.
And an executive at NBC.
Right.
Was like, we should probably have a writer that could articulate who our next president might be.
Speaks Blackish.
Yes, that is Blackish. That is Blackish. And so I was producing on Last Comic Standing at the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got a call from Jack Cohen, who was a writer on staff at that time. And he said, hey, you know, there might be a position here for you at The Tonight Show. So I remember I sent in 25 monologue jokes, and apparently they were good enough to get me a meeting, and I got hired as a writer on the show.
Wow.
And it was really a great time to be there because it was this interesting change going on. I remember the first day I was there, I was trying to get jokes into the monologue and turn in my jokes, and I ended up, my office was way down the hall. Like, you know, I mean, I'm the last hired writer, so I'm not going to get the good office.
Right, but they give you a good bathroom of your own, right?
Well, of course. Of course they
did. That was a help joke, and I'm so sorry.
Of course they did.
That
was, no, you don't have to apologize for that.
Perfectly good bathroom.
It was, yeah, it worked just like the other ones. So I remember I'm trying to turn jokes in. I'm running down the hallway to turn my jokes into Jay's office. And I run smack dab into John McCain, who was the A guest at the time.
Oh, wow.
And
when
I say I run smack dab into him, I literally hit him.
Oh, wow.
And I will have to say this for John McCain. He took the hit.
He did. Good for him.
He took the hit.
He can take it.
Yeah. Wow. And I had a little respect for him. You know, I didn't love him like Obama, but I did have respect for him.
Wow.
Yeah. That was day one at the Tonight Show.
Yeah, and he didn't punch you because he has an anger problem from what I'm told.
But you know what? I think he was like, this dude is trying to make it happen. He might have to go to the bathroom.
You're the American dream, son.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hit my prostate. I got to go to the bathroom now.
That was a really interesting year, though, because also in that year, President Obama was a guest on the show, and it was the first time a U.S. sitting president ever did a late-night talk show.
He's the coolest, funniest president we will ever fucking have.
By far. Did you see the leather jacket he had on the other day?
That brown leather jacket.
Yeah, come on.
He got rid of the dad jeans.
And the dad, yeah.
How about the paragliding? How about the, look at my armpit hair.
Yeah.
Look at my armpit hair, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I'm done. I gave you my time.
I'm so done.
Buy my plate. Buy my presidential plate.
What do you think he actually said when he heard that Trump said he wiretapped him? Did he say motherfucker, please?
I hope so. I hope so. I hope he channeled his inner Sam Jackson at that moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I hope it was just
him. I want this motherfucking snake
in that leather
jacket motherfucking
going, are you motherfucking serious? Michelle, get in here.
Michelle, do you hear this bullshit?
He probably didn't even say her whole name. He just said, Shell.
He did, probably.
Shell, come, get in here.
This is bullshit.
Wake the girls up. That's one where you wake up Sasha and Malia.
That's right. No, you don't get it. Doesn't
matter.
Can
you believe what this orange fool is saying?
They got SATs tomorrow. Motherfucker.
Right. That can wait.
Listen, bitch, please.
Right.
Did you see what?
Right. Does he realize I'm going to be on some money?
Sue his ass.
You're right.
In the middle of the next
election.
Sue his orange fat ass in the middle of the next election cycle. Yeah. You know what? Orange is not the new black, motherfucker.
Right.
I'm going to sue you.
Right. Take it there. Let's just have a moment.
Yeah. Let's all think about this. Now, Sully, you were born here in Los Angeles.
I was. Well, that was a nice transition. I was born in Los Angeles. I grew up in Northern California.
All right. Is that the reared in San Francisco joke?
That's not good.
That's not a good joke.
What?
That's an old joke.
What?
Okay. Where were you reared?
I was reared in Northern California.
Right.
Cupertino.
Oh.
Yes.
Very nice.
My junior high was across the street from Apple Computer. Maybe you've heard of it.
That's great.
Except I have heard of that.
Yes.
Now, why did you leave Los Angeles? I assume running from the law.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know why he just makes me go
I bring
into,
it
like,
out. I bring
lady
it out.
From the help. Just, okay.
I bring
all
it
right.
out.
And now tell us more.
Northern California was great. It is kind of weird because I left Northern California to come down here to go to school.
Wait, how old were you when you went up north?
I was a kid, so...
Right.
Yeah,
it's just a little sketchy, this story.
About 11,
12. Okay, all right, sure.
We'll yeah, and then I was there until after high school. I went to high school, and then I went to UCLA.
Oh, I went to USC, so we should naturally...
Oh, whoa, see, that's where all this is coming
the
from.
The child is white.
Right.
The child is black.
My daughter applied to USC.
And now I fucking hate you. Fight on for old SC. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, we got to talk about that. You have some sort of, crazy successful kids.
I do.
Successful child models, actresses.
What
the hell is in your penis? You have some sort of magic penis.
It's magical. It's like the Green Mile, except just in the lower regions.
I feel like it shoots like fucking like rainbows and stars and unicorns.
You know what it shoots?
And fucking like,
you know what it
just
shoots? It shoots hope.
I feel like I feel like your cum smells like cookies and freedom. Am I right?
Wow, cookies and freedom.
Well,
those are two good
Aisha
smells.
Tyler told me that that's what Barack Obama smells like, and I feel like that's what your cum smells like.
It might.
Well,
I do make pretty kids.
This is what I'm told. Your oldest daughter.
My daughter didn't end up going to SC. She's at Spelman now.
Okay.
A historically black college.
As Betsy DeVos would say, because it's a choice.
Well, because yes, right. Exactly. She's enjoying her voucher. she's a freshman at Spelman, which is really cool.
Nice.
She's enjoying that. She's actually home for spring break.
Right.
And my son is 12, and he is a model.
Successful child model.
He is a child model.
Like most everyone's child.
Lands In. We don't wear Lands In, but he was on the cover.
Wow.
so he's a very good looking.
That's kind of a big fat lie, then.
What?
Which all advertising is, I guess.
Well, sure. Uh-huh. I mean, if you're a model, you can wear whatever you want. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, they pay you to put clothes on and make them look good. and I make this look good. No.
What is she? What? So this is an ex-wife now, or this is your? Is this
well,
what I'm reading?
we're not together right now. We're not together, but we are still parents.
I'm guessing she is also beautiful.
She is beautiful.
Since your penis.
Since my yes,
stars
exactly.
And rainbows,
exactly.
And unicorns.
Exactly.
And I feel like it also shoots out little like mice in footy pajamas on toadstools.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
See, I knew that.
Yeah. I like. Yeah, that's
I knew
good.
That. Yeah.
Like, did like you do some digging about me? Did you go? Did you troll?
I did. It's all in the FBI background check.
Oh well, yeah.
His penis. His
those
penis
are some
shoots.
Good things to have in my background.
Like it
check.
Shoots some Lucky Charms and then some, yeah. You know, just some glitter. Some, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know I was voted most fun to be with in the 7th and 8th grade?
No,
I won that 2 years in a row.
I voted you most fun to be with in the back of the Laugh Factory.
Well, yeah.
While we were
yeah.
waiting to go on stage.
Because you know what? When you win things like that, it carries over in life.
It really does.
Yeah, it really does.
Most likely to stay in town.
What were you voted? What were you voted? Was that you?
No,
you?
Congeniality.
Oh, of course
you're
sure.
Congeniality?
I was Miss Congeniality in my junior Miss pageant.
Really? Yeah. Wow, we are all winners. This is a show of winners.
Or yes, people that have to brag about it in a
yeah.
basement.
Or,
absolutely.
Yeah, right. Or just
winning. Winning.
Yeah. Or we just could be really delusional.
So wait, how does your son become a male model? How does this happen?
Well, here's the thing.
Become a child model.
My daughter started auditioning for commercials and stuff and book stuff. And
right.
So she had an agent and he got an agent and they right. started submitting him
your
for
your child's
stuff.
Agent got an agent?
Well, yeah, they have agents.
Sure.
There was a time where they had agents and I didn't. That's how, that's...
There was a time in America. Yeah.
There was a time.
When some people's children's agent did not have an agent.
Right.
But
you know what? You're supposed to make it better for your kids.
That's right.
And I really have done that.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Do you understand that there are people right now, silly, whose child model's agent does not have an agent?
Right.
Can't get a phone call?
Right.
Can't get a...
And they're thinking, hey, I'm pretty. Yeah. I like clothes.
Hey.
What's wrong with me?
I like tiaras.
And they're
right.
Waiter at Applebee's.
Right.
They're like, hey, where's my break?
Exactly.
I'm a toddler. Where's my
right.
tiara? Huh?
Right. I have a semi-nice bone structure. What's wrong with me?
Okay. Is it part of your natural sveltness that has gone down to your progeny, into this bone structure, this startling bone structure, which makes you...
Yeah, I think
the camera,
maybe it's just
the
that
camera
I'm,
does love you. The camera face fucks you. The camera face
Ethiopian.
Fucks you. Sully.
Yes, it does.
The camera
yes,
face
it really
fucks
does.
You.
Yeah, and it can't get enough. It's like, I want more. Give it to me some more. This is good, and I want more.
I haven't seen you in years. And don't we just fall right back into it? Just,
it feels,
like it was yesterday.
Yeah, this does feel like back of the club, just with microphones and wine.
Is that back when I didn't drink? Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So, all right, but this is, well, good for you. Fantastic for you and your goddamn super sperm.
Yes.
I'm so happy
yeah.
for you and so proud of you, honey.
I should listen, sell it. I should make an energy drink.
I would have thought when I was giving you a hand job in the back of the Laugh Factory.
What?
I almost certain I didn't do that, Vanessa, but I didn't know. If I'd known there were stars and rainbows, I would have tried harder.
Hey, things happen
what?
When you have a good
what?
Set.
Oh my God, Sully, that was great. You're
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Four applause breaks does wonders for your life and your after club
oh,
life.
Oh dear, Stephanie.
Oh dear. She's channeling my mother. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh heavens.
You're going to ask me a question.
I am. So wait, how long were you married? Was it?
I was married
your kids
for
are how old?
14 years.
Okay.
My daughter's 19. My okay. son is 12. We're still very close. We love
right.
our kids. We're,
right.
you know,
but a divorce though. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
And we're working through it. You
all
know
right.
what I mean? It's
my
a,
point
it's
is,
a
it's the
process.
Happy hour after party. You look at Vanessa Rumbles. What are my chances? What are Vanessa's chances at the after party? Are you
oh,
seeing? Are you seeing someone?
I'm not seeing anyone
no?
right now.
Bam! Bam!
Oh, yeah. Do you
yeah.
have any porno music?
Yeah.
Oh,
we have
oh,
porno
oh,
music.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Where is our porno
yeah,
music?
Yeah, that's what this,
waka, waka,
that's
waka,
what this
waka,
needs
waka.
Right now.
That's how I got you booked.
You know
at
what?
At the last
I got,
minute, I was like,
you know what's funny?
Tell Sully, remind Sully about the backstage at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, remind him about the special time. Remind
waka,
him about the after comedy.
Waka, waka, waka. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies.
Yeah, let's go crazy, legs.
Yeah.
I'll make your legs go crazy.
Oh, dear. But really, do you have a preference in women? Is there any particular...
Oh, between genres and shades and flavors?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think what she means is really old white women or really hot young black women is what she's asking.
Oh, this is like an all-comers meet.
Right. This is like some sort of dating game where it's like the dumbest answer ever.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll go with her.
Right, right.
How about the moldy old
Who's
lesbian?
Who's the one that wants to sleep first? Who likes to actually watch Netflix and not chill?
What?
Who's the least lit of the two?
So what have you been dating? How long have you been divorced? What's your situation?
I have dated just a little bit.
All right.
And because
just
I'm not
the,
very
just
good
the tip,
at it.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Just
the
see.
Tip. I'm not very good at it. And so far, the first two girls I've dated have been white.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is what I've learned.
Sorry, Vanessa.
Oh, but
moldy
hope.
Old white women hope. Might win tonight. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's what I've learned in my choices so far.
Yes.
I am a terrible judge of white girl.
Oh?
Yeah.
Really?
Me
too. We have that in common.
Oh, nice. I confuse personality for disorder.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Me too.
I do. Oh, that's what I do.
Oh, my God. We're going to fall in love later.
Yeah, we really are.
We really are.
I'm like, oh, shit. Allie's got swag.
She's so
no,
excited.
Allie's schizophrenic.
Yes. Oh. That's me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Borderline. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I recognize
she's so interesting.
Yeah.
She's so smart and
no, she's lighting
and
your
exciting.
Shit on fire. And she wants to break a bottle over your head. That's not interesting. That's chaotic.
You know who I remember best? My good friend Aisha Tyler used to say when she was on the show, we were talking about Tea Party candidates. Yeah. And we were also relating them to people that we've dated.
Right.
And, you know, she's like, it's like, you know, you're eating like a really good, like, you know, turkey on whole grain. It's really good. It's healthy for you. And then you're like, hey, it's a ham sandwich with a finger in it. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm going to have that. And then you're suddenly like, oh, fuck, I'm eating a ham sandwich with a finger in it.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
It's exciting.
It is. While you're in it, you're like, yeah, this is different.
It's so complicated.
Yeah. And then, and then you realize, I don't need all this. Yeah, my last two after, it was just two very bad choices.
Yes.
Luckily, I recognized it before very costly happened.
Right.
And then I said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah. We're going to be best friends.
Yes.
I can tell.
Yeah.
If nothing else.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you...
Yes,
because people say I should go on a dating site.
Oh.
And
I tried that.
Know.
It was a disaster.
Yeah, I don't know
I think for
I
any of us
that
are in the... public guy in any way, it's kind of a fucking shit show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Kind of fucking...
Like, why are they too into you initially because they know that you're out there?
You're
in the mix?
Hard to say.
You're shiny?
Well, I had one girl.
Oh.
That showed up with like a pit bull with, like, a cage on its face, like Hannibal Lecter, and then she said, well, you know, I thought, oh, he's cute, and whatever, maybe. She's like, well, you know, the reason I answer this is because, I had this really, you know, this friend when I was younger, and I had the biggest crush on her. I loved her and whatever. And anyway, she just died like a week ago in a car crash or something. I was like, oh. And anyway, but on her, you were her biggest like on her Facebook page.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, wow. sorry about your, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
just a fan and
right, and you're back in the mix already.
Right, got it.
You're
okay,
not, yeah.
All right.
Well, good for you for getting back out there.
And scene.
Yeah.
Oh.
So how was the sex?
No, we didn't get there. I was like, oh, okay, because you know you get that like you do that moonwalk that kind of.
Yeah,
this is creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, this was nice.
Yeah, yeah. You're doing the.
You're like,
hey, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm a two-step out of here.
Then I dated a girl that had a wolf after that. And I'm like, okay.
A wolf?
If I made a girl with a bear, I'm just, that's it. I'm fucking out of here.
Right.
It's like, I have a bear. I didn't tell you about the...
Whoa. Yeah, that's sad. See, why I'm not on a dating site.
Yeah.
It just seems like a shit show.
Freak show, man.
I think I'm just going to have to, it's going to have to just magically happen.
It's going to happen through me.
No, you know what it's going to happen? It's going to happen after this.
Yeah.
It's happening here.
Yeah,
this is where love happens.
Yeah. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Thumbs up to love.
Let's talk some more. All right. Can we talk about Ben Carson for a second?
Please. So can we please?
All right. Are white people allowed to say Uncle Tom or...
Can you please say Uncle Tom?
I don't understand.
I did a joke on the FB.
Right.
Where I said that Ben Carson compared slaves to immigrants, and he also right. thinks that the slave ship was a fun cruise line.
Like a cruise. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Carnival sure. Cruise. I mean, just a fun right. little joke.
No extra charge for the chains.
No. Right. That right. comes with it. That's your shuffleboard. That's just, you know, little joke on Facebook. I get a private message from someone that I've known in my past that, first of all, says, oh, you know, that's fake news.
Did
called
he say
it out as fake news.
Right.
And then I didn't respond.
Right.
I let it be. I waited till the next day when the story was really out there. And then I hit him back and I let him have it. Oh, is that still fake news? And then it turned out that he right. had a bromance for Ben Carson. White people love Ben Carson.
Well, and
by
now the
way.
Right wing thing is they're trying to compare that Obama said something similar.
No, but if
but
you,
of course
but
Obama
you know what
said,
though? Wait
he's
a minute.
The first yeah. thing he said is, of course, African Americans were, you know, immigrants, but not voluntarily is the first thing he said. But the stupidest thing Ben Carson said is, oh, they worked for less. Motherfucker,
right,
how
right.
are you black man in America that doesn't right. know they work for nothing?
First of all, too, if you look at those comparisons that they're trying to make,
right.
it's in a completely different context.
Absolutely.
What Ben Carson said is that we were immigrants. Slaves were immigrants.
Fair, right. They and, worked hard the, for less.
Yes, exactly. Which is a out and out lie. It's something that
right.
if you were playing to a room of conservatives, they would go, I knew I liked him for a reason.
I like that black man. He's so...
And can I just say this, Stephanie, that every couple of years, mainstream America falls in love with the wrong black guy. Okay? And Ben Carson is
he's that guy.
Mr. 2017. It happens all the time. Meshach Taylor...
I like designing women.
I love Meshach.
I like designing women.
See? That's exactly it.
Now you've gone too far, Sully.
I was in a hood movie, okay? Now I gotta keep it real.
Then there was Bill Cosby. It's like, we can't give a break. Yeah.
Now we're gonna have to have makeup sex.
Mr. T's on the fence.
Now he's come from a Meshach.
He's on Dancing with the Stars this season.
Oh, he is?
Who? Mr. T. He's on the Dancing with the Stars. He's on the new cast.
Mr. T?
Yeah, Mr. T.
You know what's interesting is...
He's gonna bring himself
things have not been going well for Mr. T. He doesn't quite have as much gold as he used to.
No.
Not during the 18
maybe,
days.
Maybe it's like a sciatica.
And it's a little
a
more
sciatica
green.
Thing. He can't
a
really,
little
like,
more
oh,
green
too
than
heavy.
I remember it. Uh-huh. I don't remember gold turning green.
Yeah.
So I hope he wins just so he can get some good gold.
Maybe he's the fool we pity now.
Yeah.
This is how we fell in love with the Laugh Factory.
I see.
This is exactly what it was like in the back of the Laugh Factory. How many? Yeah. Are we talking fucking 20 years ago now, right?
Somewhere around there. Something around there.
Yeah,
it was a good, I mean, it was at least four Olympics.
This was us in the back of the Laugh Factory. Just like, I was like, he's just fucking adorable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make him laugh.
Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Me to you. You saucy little eighth grade body.
120 pounds of half a man.
120 pounds of... You know, I have
almost
say,
a man.
I might have a daddy complex because my dad, my mom used to say, was 120 pounds dripping wet. So
really?
I'm just saying.
Oh, this is bright.
Maybe I'm 120 pounds dripping wet right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
What?
Come on now.
And the curtain comes down.
Yes. What?
And,
then all of a sudden you hear lovemaking and things falling over.
Let's talk about dying laughing. This
is
fantastic.
We? Yes, I'm really proud of it.
All these, so it's a great documentary. All
it's
these comedians, you, Jerry Seinfeld, Amy Schumer, you talk about stand-up nightmares in time.
Well, here,
and we all have
this.
Them. And you and I had them at the Laugh Factory.
I am one of the producers on this project. It was directed by Paul Toogood and Lloyd Stanton, and I met them through one of our co-producers. They did a film a few years ago called From Nothing to Something, The Art of Rap, which won an award at Sundance. And it was a really cool movie that explored rappers in a way that I had never seen done before. Normally, when you hear about rappers or you know, it's from a very kind of stereotypic place.
I enjoy all the Icy Puffy people myself.
Well, they're all great. They're all
they're all
Ice
fantastic.
Cube, Ice-T, Diet Ice. They're all great.
They're fantastic.
So they did this movie. They really presented rappers as artists and highlighted just the artistry that it takes and that these guys are poets. And it was fantastic, and I really liked it. So. Somebody introduced us. They said, hey, we want to do this movie about stand-up. We would love for you to work with us. And I was like, yo, I'll take this journey with these guys because they're really good filmmakers. So we spent about 3 years making this film. We interviewed 140 stand-ups here and overseas. Wow. 50 made the final film. When you watch it, it feels like 30. And we look at the agony and ecstasy of stand-up. Like, just like what's going on right now, this love fest. We spent that time really looking at the craft.
So, wait, it's on demand?
It's on iTunes and video
on demand.
It was in theaters when we released it on the 24th.
Right.
So we had a limited run in theaters across the country.
Right.
It was number one on iTunes last week, which was fantastic.
Oh, my God. Right. You know, it's so funny.
It's a great film. It's really, really great. I hope people get out there and support it because what it does is, and I don't mean to cut you off, but what it does is it really presents exactly what stand-ups have to go through to do what they do.
No, the only reason I was going to relate it, Sully, is that I never really did stand-up like you did, like because I always did radio and whatever. Like I never really did the road, and I actually always really hated stand-up. And so now I'm doing the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour the last few years, which has been hugely successful, and people are like, oh, do you love it? I'm like, no, I hate it. I actually really
Right. But,
and, you know, Jerry Seinfeld's in here going, comedy is purely a result of your ability to withstand self-torture.
Absolutely.
Because it is stressful for me. It is like I've never really been a stand-up like you are.
Right.
I do this. But it is, I think it's such a thing that people don't understand that while stand-ups can love it, you actually kind of hate it because it's stressful.
It's interesting.
And
it's very stressful. Like, I think that you really do have to mentally prepare yourself for what it is. First of all, the travel can get to you, the loneliness that we explore in the film, the rejection that comes with writing jokes because, you know, it's trial and error. You throw a joke out there, it may not work, and you got to feel the heat of that. So we really...
Right, and everybody, like from Jerry Seinfeld to Amy Schumer, to you. Like,
that's the thing.
Even the big people are shit.
Well, it's great. Like, we have some of the biggest stand-ups working in the business, like the best of the best. And I think what makes our film so compelling is everybody talks about it from a very real place.
Right.
You know, we were really fortunate because we went outside of the agents and managers and really went through our personal connections to connect with these artists, and they got it. You know what I mean? Like, they got that this was a different kind of documentary.
Right.
It wasn't just old archival footage of, you know, sets that they did in the 80s or whatever. It really was the world's greatest talkers sitting down and talking about this crap.
Right. I love that you have everybody from Bill Connolly, who said someone punched him on stage.
Yeah.
Talk about audience throwing chairs. Like, you go,
Steve Coogan was really great. Yeah, he talks about he was working at the Tunnel Club. And people literally would throw chairs at you. And he said that was a good thing because that meant they kind of liked you. You could dodge a chair.
I always say my two favorites are my friend Paul that I started with at Yuck Yuck. Someone, like, he hadn't even said a joke yet. He just got on stage. They were like, shave your neck. It's just,
Wow.
One of my friends, someone was like, what are you, a lesbian? She's like, what are you, the alternative? I'm like, there's always some story that's really hostile. What was your story? Like, what was your worst?
I did a show in Scotland called Stand Up Black America in Scotland with Renee Hicks and Ian Edwards.
Okay.
It was the three of us, and it was a nightmare. First of all, we were doing the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland.
I did the Edinburgh Festival.
The Edinburgh Festival is a great festival.
Yes.
Not a great festival for Stand Up Black America. I felt like a rare panda out there, okay? It was the worst. Like, we did this really big venue, the Pleasance Theater. I don't know if you know it.
No.
But it's like a 300-seat venue. And it was our first time out there. And Edinburgh, you really have to build up your following. So we flew out there. We did a show, like, I think, like, the first night we landed. So we're jet-lagged. We're not, you know, I've never been to Scotland.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like the hood.
Yeah.
It's not the hood. It's where they invented
it. They're like,
golf.
Haggis. What the fuck's that?
Exactly.
Really? Goat brains?
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
Motherfucker.
They were like, do you want some haggis? Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah,
Haagen-Dazs? I love it.
What's that?
Oh, that sheep intestine. Nah, I'm cool. But
I'm good.
It was
I'm really high, and I'm good on that.
Right. Now, you do the haggis, dog. but that was probably, like, my worst bombing story because we were there for a month. And
bombing for a month is tough.
Yeah,
man.
Bombing. Yeah, it was
one
like,
night's fun,
yo,
though.
I'm bombing in another country. You know what I mean? Like, and for a month, like, it was so funny. Like, the first few shows, you know, you're trying to figure out what people get. Like, right. you know American culture, and you're trying to see what of your act translates and what you can talk about. So I remember like the first couple shows, you know, I was like just asking people in the crowd, well, do you guys have this? And it just so happened that there were a bunch of drunk dudes in the front row that were like purposely giving me a hard time.
Right.
They're like, yeah, we don't have that. We don't have air.
We don't breathe here.
Yeah, we don't breathe here
stupid
in Scotland.
Motherfucker.
Right. And so they literally had got me to the point where I wanted to fight. I was like, oh, this is going to be just a month of me wanting to kick the shit out of Scottish people. It was literally, like, it got better. But that first week and a half, I was like, fuck this.
Just a view flipping off a fat bastard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
getting your belly.
Yeah, exactly. That was probably my worst bombing story.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had, you know, you have them just in the nature.
I don't have the same thing because I didn't do stand up. I did the USC.
You did
Fringe Festival.
Uh huh.
Right. And so I just did 16 roles in 14 days. And so I do remember that I played Holly in Uncommon Women and Others by Wendy Wasserstein. But I do remember that I was so tired because you did like six shows in one day, and then I was running Spotlight, and then I was up, you know, blacking out, painting over screws on the stage till 3 a.m. And so I'll never forget, I had this long monologue, and I just totally went up on my lines, and I was on the phone, and this was me. I was just like, uh-huh, uh-huh, okay. And just, if you thought Albert Brooks in broadcast news, just sweat, flop,
yeah,
sweat.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who I am. I don't know where I am.
Right.
I don't know what play I'm in. I don't even remember which fucking play this is.
Yeah.
Something about Edinburgh, man.
It is,
fucking hellhole.
Yeah. There wasn't, like, I remember there not being a lot of choices for food that worked for
right,
me.
Right, me too.
The haggis was one thing, but then they were really into fish and chips, and their fish and chips weren't like our
fried
fish and chips.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they were good. That was my go-to. Right. Their pizza, which they were super hyped about, was absolute trash. It was absolute trash. That was, yeah, so it was, yeah. I made it through, but that was a rough one.
Yeah. Oh, no. Listen, I played the nurse in Streetcar Named Desire.
Uh-huh.
It's one of my biggest triumphs.
The hot nurse?
Silly. No. Fucking nurse. I had a very, aww. I had a very long stage walk and only one line. Just Blanche.
Uh-huh.
Blanche.
Uh-huh.
It's time.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Edinburgh.
Can I hear that again? Because I need to visualize it.
Yes. Well, you have to, I had a spotlight and a very long stage walk.
Yes.
To Blanche. Blanche, it's time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know, chills. I still get.
Hell yeah.
I felt it. I felt like I was, thank you. As if
thank
I was
you.
There.
And the Academy
like
Award
like
goes to.
Not me.
Moonlight!
Moonlight! Moonlight! How fucked up was that?
That was some awkward shit.
No, man.
That was some awkward shit.
This isn't a lie. Yeah. We actually won. You guys won.
Hey, it's your guys' time. Yeah.
You know there was Trump voters going, the black people stole it.
Right. How dare? What? What the hell?
Black people fucking.
Not again.
If it was the opposite and Moonlight was, and it was actually La La Land that won, you know it would have been crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it would have been it would have been much more musical and colorful.
Yes. Oh, hell no.
It took me a while to watch La La Land, actually.
Really?
Because I don't.
That's
really,
a white people thing.
I don't. Exactly. Exactly.
Do you
Let's
not,
just keep it real.
Are you saying you don't dance on your car on the 405?
City of Stars.
I want to. I'm a little too repressed. I got to keep my black cloak on.
You're like, just go.
Right.
Fucking
right.
Just go.
I should be shooting you right now.
Just go.
It took me a minute to watch it, though, because that's where I felt I needed a significant other, because you need to, you know, you need to, hey, honey, is this cool? Just me watching it by myself, I would be critiquing it.
I don't know about this.
Yeah.
I
don't know if black people are inclined that happy about musicals. Musicals, you have to have you got to be really happy.
Is there a reason to sing? Is it really?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Really? Stuck in traffic.
If you get
in LA,
out of a relationship with a crazy white girl, sure, there's reason to sing. That should be the musical.
You know what? You and I are going to write a musical about getting out of a relationship with a crazy white girl. And it's going to be a huge hit.
That's going to be fantastic. Na Na Land. Oh, hell Na Na Land.
This is now
you
trademark.
You see what we did? See what we did there?
Yeah. It's going to be called La 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 Land.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
That's. We're spitballing. Don't
yes,
steal this shit.
Come
Adam,
on, people.
Don't steal this shit,
trademark.
Motherfuckers.
Trademark.
All right. Yep. Trademark. Trademark. Stephanie Miller Show and Sully McCullough.
Right.
All right. You are a fucking do-gooder as well. You're doing stand-up against domestic violence. Right?
I am.
March 18th?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
My friends Larry Miller and Kathy Ladman and other right. luminaries.
There's amazing people on that show.
Right.
I'm doing my part. They asked me to help out. I do benefits.
Right.
Because comedy has to, you have to make some good.
Well, you said this. You said, I do think we have a responsibility as artists and comedians to not only use our gifts for good, but align them with issues and organizations that will do good in other areas. So I'm happy to be aboard. And this is where I'm thinking, the comedians are going to fucking save this country, Sully, whether it's Saturday Night Live or the people. We are the truth tellers right now.
You know what?
Going, he's a fucking Russian goddamn spy.
That is 100% truthful right there. Mm-hmm. I think
right.
most of the world is afraid to call out the truth.
He's a fucking liar.
Exactly.
And he's a fucking illegitimate
exactly.
president.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you got to stand up for it. People don't want to take the lead.
Right. Because they're scared. And we're like, we don't need access.
Right.
We don't need that. Like, you
right.
know, we're going to fucking, you know, and tell the truth about the king or they'll kill you.
Right. Right.
You said, you gave credit to the stand-up community for consistently and constantly stepping up to help. Because we do.
Right.
We're always there. And you
right.
said, his community of comedians are tight-knit and passionate thinking artists. They like to align themselves with things they believe in, things that do a greater good. I think there's a good that comes from making people laugh for a living. I think it's honest and noble living. I think you naturally gravitate toward doing good in other areas. And I think that's right. Like, you look at everybody right now, right? Whether it's Colbert or Seth Meyers or, you know, Trevor Noah.
I mean, even people out of the public eye, like, did you read the David Letterman article
right.
where he said that, you know, he watched Jimmy Fallon with Trump and he said that he got a great bit of TV out of it, but he would have taken him to task more,
yeah.
which I thought was really interesting
yeah.
because even he understands, while he doesn't have a show now, he has a social responsibility.
Yeah. Jimmy right. Fallon seems like a nice guy. I don't even know him. But you're right. I think a lot of people, when they saw that moment, went, ugh.
Yeah, you
normalize this guy.
Yes,
don't,
exactly.
Don't legitimize
him. And that's the real issue, not to jump back to the Ben Carson thing, but that's the real issue where, like, people try and dismiss it and say, oh, he just misspoke, but you can't revise history.
Right.
You have to own the truth of the history.
You can't
erase, you know what I mean?
This guy ran on the most racist, misogynistic
right. That's how he got elected.
Platform ever.
Right.
And has been a fucking bigger dick, if it's possible,
right.
since then. You
right.
can't just...
Right.
And there's
it's
increasing
the most...
evidence that he's a fucking Russian spy and committed treason.
Absolutely.
And you go, this is not like any other time in our history.
If nothing else, I've never seen a situation where you have the job. You can define your administration from this point on.
Right.
And you're still in a place where it's all combative.
Yeah.
It's
right.
all... The tone is all combative.
Right. I haven't seen it, but I heard that my friend Rob Reiner and his dad, Carl Reiner, were on CNN today. And I think they were talking about, Sully, someone said, like, you know, can you go too far about Trump? And Rob said no, because he has no filter.
Exactly.
He has no too
exactly.
far. So how can we go too far? Yeah. Because, I mean, how can you even write what he says about
right.
people? Like, why do we have rules?
I think the one thing that will really help people to process this and stay engaged
right.
is to read as many books as you can right now about narcissism
right.
and what
right.
that disorder is. Because
right.
the more you understand that disorder, the more you understand the way he acts.
And what you're working with.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And the
yeah.
one number one
it's
thing
about
narcissists.
It's all about him. He doesn't care
exactly.
about anybody but himself and winning. We were saying this about healthcare, about anything, Sully. It's terrifying.
And
he only cares about him. Oh,
exactly.
you're so great
How
and you
won.
How
do I look? How do, like, if you listen to even his word choice, it's like, well, you never report anything good. Do something good.
Yeah, do
and
something.
And we'll report it.
Do one thing for
like,
another
this
person
is an
in your
elected
life.
Position. You have to serve something greater than yourself.
Right.
If you don't possess that, then you shouldn't be doing this job. Point
right.
blank.
Right. Yes.
Point
yeah.
blank.
Yeah. That's
you know
right.
what I mean? I was vice president of the 5th and 6th grade, along with being most fun to be with. I took
and along
that responsibility.
Wearing the same size now that it
exactly.
is now, ladies and gentlemen.
That I have on the same jeans as
that's
I did
fantastic.
in junior high.
Oh, yeah.
I took that responsibility seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right. More seriously than he fucking does.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah. Right. And I released my taxes, damn it.
Yeah, God damn it. Where you taxes that bitch? Talk to you,
hey, look
let's,
here, Orange
let's get,
Player.
Let's like start to get a little
show
more,
me your taxes,
deep,
Orange
because
Player.
Because I really feel like it's our job to find you the love of your life. What do you like sexually? What's tell us everything dirty.
Wow, the dirtiness. Ooh, this is about to
tell
get juicy.
Tell us what you like and what. I mean, besides a bipolar and borderline like me. Let's you and I move past
an ideal world.
I'm a lover. I'm a lover. Mm. I like my dirty is more sexy.
Really? This just got very interesting. Very.
I like chilling. I like. I'm a great boyfriend.
Yeah.
What
on the road? All boy comics get hit on like crazy, right? Like
kind of. Like I okay. Here, I'm going to really, this might sound boring.
Okay, everybody, before you write me, I meant man comics. It's
right,
not a racial
right.
thing.
Right, come on. Don't let my boyish figure throw this whole thing off.
Sorry.
You know what's funny is a lot of times performing, usually the people that go to comedy clubs, I'm not super attracted to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like
you need someone really smart.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
And really pretty. Mm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Knows a lot
Vanessa,
about politics.
You know, I'm going to have to nudge you out of the way. This is going to be an after party for the ages.
Oh, dear.
You know what's funny? Is like that last girl I was dating, the big turnoff was she didn't know how to chill.
Right.
And that really bummed me
out. You
got
to have that. You got to have something
you
can be around.
Yeah, you got to be able to chill.
I mean, I get that, like, you know, you need sexual chemistry, blah, but you're right. You got to be able to,
like,
fucking,
that, yeah,
like,
we got to do.
You
got to
be like, I just love being in your energy.
Yes.
We don't have to talk.
Yes.
We got to just, you know, be able to chill. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's crazy sexy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I can do that.
All right. Okay. All very interesting to me.
Coming on to my old friend.
Yeah. Ebony and
there's a movie about an old white lesbian hitting on her African-American comedy club friend.
Right.
Who she's missed so much.
Yeah.
She didn't know.
Thought about.
She didn't know she needed it.
Yelled his name out during sex for years. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
With other ladies. Why are you saying
what?
That name
what?
That rhymes with Julie?
Who's Sully? Who's Julie?
Who's
Nothing.
This Sully character?
I said Sully. How do we support you and love you as much as I do? How do we follow you? And
you can follow me on Twitter.
Yes.
At Suli McCullough. S-U-L-I-M-C-C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H. Babies.
You'll see why I fell in love with him in 19...
Oh, yeah. In the early 30s.
84.
right around the Harlem Renaissance.
I answered the phone in the Laugh Factory.
You did?
In the attic. And then I also changed the names of the comedians with the poll.
Really?
On the marquee. Yes.
That's very impressive.
Jamie's like, sweetie, buddy.
Wait a minute. You that name the, has two L's.
Sweetie, you got Paul
Hold
Rodriguez
on.
Wrong again.
Hold
I know
on.
It's the R hit you in the face and you you have an eye patch, but sweetie, put Paul Rodriguez back up.
Paul Rodriguez name
and then the first time,
never come down.
And then I also cocktail waitressed.
Did you?
And the people there at the time, they didn't have enough glasses. They were like, the glasses, darling, the glasses. We need you to bring the glasses box so they can wash them. There's not enough glasses for the peoples.
Wow.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that was real.
Yeah.
What's you know, I was shit, I was on that show that that Kramer lost his shit. Yeah. That's actually my... Not my best bombing story, but that's the best bombing story I've ever been around.
Sully McCullough.
So that show, I will say this beyond a reasonable doubt. I came into the club that night. I looked at the lineup and I was like, oh, this dude is going to have problems. I swear to God I said that because looking at the lineup, he was in the middle of the show on a Friday second show. And I was like, he does not have the goods to carry this.
Right.
And for some reason... Fridays were normally super hot there.
Was this this was post Seinfeld though?
This was post Seinfeld.
Right, so he was Seinfeld.
He
guy.
Was Kramer.
Yeah,
he was. People were coming there to see him.
Right.
And so, Frasier was on that show. He emceed and he did
Frasier
good.
Smith.
Frasier Smith.
My
that's
buddy.
Right.
Buddy.
Yep. Frasier did his thing. I went on after Frasier. I did my thing, and then Johnny Sanchez went on after me, and then all of a sudden he cooked it up, and then Michael Richards came out, and it was not happening. And for some reason, we all were upstairs watching and sort of talking. And then when it took that ugly turn, I was like, uh-oh, we've got a real situation here.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Wow. And I thought it was just going to be...
You probably knew when you saw it, like, oh, this is going to...
I knew...
This is going to be bad. This is going to get on video.
Yep. Yeah. I didn't know that somebody had a camera phone.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I thought it was just going to be comedy club lore that just, you know, was, oh, the comics knew it.
What
And then that weekend,
right,
when I saw it on CNN, I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So, Lisa, what people don't remember, what happened? He said the N-word.
He said the N-word.
Like, what?
But
how did that come out? How did it?
Here's the thing. He wasn't doing well, and rather than just accept it, he made a cardinal mistake. He goes, yeah, you like that last guy, that Sanchez guy. So that sounded kind of racist. And the audience was like, yeah, we did like him. He was great. And then it just went bad from there. It went bad from there.
But how did the N-word come up?
Okay, here's the thing. There was a big group of people that were there to see him upstairs. Right. And it was a mixed group of people, much like this right. what's happening right now.
Right, right.
And some fans of his shouted something out. The two black people on the end pointed like they said that when Kramer said, well, who said that? They pointed to his friends and he lashed out at these two black people. So it was so uncalled for and it was super wrong.
Wow.
Super wrong.
I mean, I don't, you know, like you don't want to cast stones not knowing someone's heart or soul their whole life, but you're like, even when like they said Mel Gibson, he's drunk, I'm like going, when I get drunk, I don't say the N-word. When I get mad, I don't say the N-word. Like, I'm not saying I'm perfect or I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, we all get put in compromising situations. But if that kind of ugliness comes out of you, that's really in you.
Right.
And I think you can make that same comparison with our president.
Right.
Like, if you run a campaign based on race and dividing the country and not embracing everyone's differences, don't be surprised when people attack you for that and don't want to root for you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's all tied together.
Yeah.
Like, you got to look at what's in your heart.
No, I'm sure he's
because
not
a,
an evil person.
Yeah,
but you
exactly,
go like, you
but,
know, I just don't get the whole, like, whether you're stressed out or you're drunk or you're this. Like, I'm going,
there's
really?
Just some stuff you
but
don't
does that
do.
Come out of you?
There's stuff you don't do.
Right. Right. Yeah. Wow. I forgot you were there that night. Oh, my God. I just, even when, I was just laughing when you were talking about being up top, like where we all used to be.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Watching,
like, you know, you do your left. Spot, you go upstairs, you watch the other comics, you want to make sure nobody does better than you. He's killing.
Wow. I did better.
Right. Yeah, man. That was one of those unforgettable nights. And I remember I had invited some friends to the show, and they were like, yo, what was that about? What's wrong with Kramer? I was like, I don't know. He needs some better writers.
Shit. Wow. Isn't that the thing? Is like, there's some comedians who are just naturally great and improv artists, and there's people that you go like, oh, they're great with writers. But
Right. Well, that's the thing, too, is like, we're also doing comedy in a time where everything is on camera.
Yeah.
So you really don't have the freedom to fail anymore.
Right. Life
you
is
know
all
I mean?
Life is improv now.
Everything is, everything's a live moment.
Yeah.
So you really got to be pretty clear about what you're doing.
Right. Yeah.
And be in your, you know, be in your zone.
Yeah. Yeah. Sully McCullough, I am so in your zone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, in a really
get in
weird,
my zone, baby.
Weird way. All right, baby,
so
how
creepy.
Do we follow you again? Tell us.
You can follow
website.
Me on Twitter, SuliMcCullough.com, SuliMcCullough. I'm also on IG. I love the IG.
Oh, Instagram.
Yeah, I'm all about that gram.
Let's
you can DM
shit.
Me. DM me.
You heard the black man talk about a gram.
Right. and that's Suli McCullough also. Suli McCullough.
I
well,
seriously
this
love
so
you
much
so much.
Fun.
I've missed
great.
You. I've missed you
I know.
So much with my heart, baby.
Do we need a radio thing? To...
Yeah. We got to get you on again. I
yeah.
love you so much.
I would love to
Suli
come back.
Suli McCullough, my friend. Follow
thanks
him.
For
support
having
him.
Me.
Love him. I'm going to love him. I'm going to love him in a minute.
Oh.
Yeah.
All
oh,
right.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.